There's another consistent message that we're hearing, and it's not just from people in Queensland, and to demonise people in communities that depend on coal for
their livelihood. No one's demonising people in communities.
Well, that's how they feel.
Well,
and to have Bob Brown, hang on, let me finish the question.
Sure,
to have
sure.
Bob Brown and a convoy of activists descend upon them like a plague of locusts on a farm and say, you're not as important as we are, is a massive backfire and an own goal.
But that's not what happened, John.
It is what happened.
No, no, no. John, I was on it. I was on it. You weren't. So what happened was a group of people from right across the country, we're talking farmers, community members, teachers, kids, 80-year-olds, came together because they care about taking action on climate change. They understand how critical it is.
Sure.
And they spent most of that convoy driving through parts of Victoria, New South Wales and Queensland. They were invited by the traditional owners of the community on which that mine will be built. They went to that community. They had a wonderful day where the traditional owners were fighting very hard to stop that mine from being built. And I wasn't there on that particular day. I only went from Melbourne to Brisbane. And what they did was they had a wonderful ceremony, spending time raising awareness of the need to act on climate change and to stop the Adani coal mine.
I don't doubt your intent, and I don't doubt your sincerity. I'm talking about the effect, not the intent. The effect that that had, however well-intentioned it might have been, the effect was to convey a message to the people in those coal communities that you're not as important as us.
No, because, you see, what I spent, and if you'd... You know, one of the difficulties is here, trying as a third party to get a voice in the debate. We're squeezed out. Naturally, the media focuses on the two big parties. I spent the last few weeks of the campaign talking about what our jobs plan would be for regional Queensland. I talked about the 180,000 jobs we'd create by Renewing Australia, a national government authority, 50,000 jobs in Queensland, a 270,000 overall jobs package, many of those in protecting the environment for not just coal workers, but for their kids and their grandkids. We were the only people having an honest conversation about what the transition needs to look like and how we're going to support people through that transition and make sure that not just coal workers, but their kids and their grandkids have a long-term future.
Clearly it didn't work.
Well, the Greens got a massive swing in Queensland. We had a 5% swing in Queensland. We were going into that election staring down the defeat of half of our Senate team. Senator Larissa Waters was increased her margin with a thumping result. In South Australia,
you got a quota.
We doubled our vote.
You got
we
a quota.
Doubled our vote.
And again, in South Australia, you got a quota. You didn't increase your numbers in the House. You didn't increase your numbers in the Senate.
We absolutely smashed our Senate result. We got a 2.5% swing across
the
country.
So your vote may have increased, but your numbers haven't.
That's a function of the Senate contest.
Well, that's
and
the only thing that matters.
But John, if we repeat
what
these
the
results,
change?
If we repeat these results at the next election,
well, you've got more vacancies coming up.
We will get an additional 3 senators. The same result in 3 years' time, because of the Senate cycle, means that we'll have 12 senators and probably balance of power in our own right.